Ruby Almond was a phenomenal singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist from Fannin County.
Mama said, Ruby, you've been sitting right there since the day you was 4 years old. Hugging that guitar and picking them strings like you was a picking for gold.
Born in 1923, raised on a cotton farm in Bailey, Ruby took an early interest in music, learning to play the guitar on her father's knee. As it turned out, Ruby's true music passion became the fiddle. And by high school, she was determined to become one of the best fiddle players. At a time when men dominated the field of fiddling, Ruby Almond won the title of National Champion Lady Fiddler in 1947, crushing the notion that women were not worthy competitors. Before long, Ruby had her own band, Texas Jamboree, a top-notch fiddle band, as they were referred to, and they went on to perform at campaign stops for Fannin County's own Sam Rayburn. During her day job at a local bank, Ruby Almond composed songs in her head, everything from the lyrics to the melodies and even the instrumentation. She would take those song ideas home and play them in her makeshift home studio, while her lifelong friend and backup player, Audra Brock, recorded and provided the backbeat on the drums.
Along the wild Texas border was no law and order when Reno brought me to this land.
Ruby and Audra later took several of her recordings to Nashville to offer them to record companies, which led to the song Reno being recorded by Dottie West. It broke the top 10 on the country charts in 1968.
Life should have some rights.
Seems that it's so plain to see. Reno, my husband, though he loves the wild ones much more than he'll ever love me.
Ruby Almond's music collection now resides in the James G. Library of Texas A&M University Commerce, containing everything from instrumental songs on guitar and fiddle to her vast collection of lyrical compositions. Audra Brock, the executor of Almond's estate and her longtime music collaborator, tirelessly preserves the legacy of Ruby's music. Audra recently tapped area music producer and Grammy Award winner Brad Davis and his BDM recording studio to recreate one of Ruby Almond's songs in the G Library collection called South Wind. Here's Brad Davis.
When she came in and I heard the music, I realized quickly that Audra was not just here to have, you know, just to pass away time. She was here she's on a quest to make this music presentable and kind of freeze it in time, so to speak, so we can all enjoy it. With a lot of integrity, she's come into the studio to basically capture this music and correctly re-record it so there's less noise and less outside noise. When it was recorded, it was quite noisy, as I understand. But her legacy and her promise to Ruby was to basically take all the energy she had in focus and make sure that this music was preserved to be exactly like the original, only cleaner and a little bit, you know, more presentable. This stuff was not recorded pristinely in a studio with mics up to the speakers and all that kind of stuff. You know, it had to be done a way that would pay tribute to the recordings that they were already used to. She didn't want me to take it and put a Brad Davis stamp on it. She wanted me to basically learn how Ruby did it, get inside of Ruby's head, and as a producer, that's what I love to do. I'd go after a guitar that reminiscent of what Ruby played at the time and how it was recorded with the idea that we're going to make it cleaner and more presentable for today's market.
To recreate the ambiance of an amateur recording that's over 50 years old required some special attention to detail on the part of the producer, Brad Davis.
It was a tune that involved a cross-picking pattern on the right hand, multiple ringing notes on the left. Ruby, I understand, had a very small hand. I, unfortunately, have a pretty good-sized hand with elephant feet on the end of my fingers, so pretty big ends of my fingers. And she had a very small hand, so she could get in and play this stuff. And it was really quite a task for me to do it. It was not an easy thing for me to do. I'm a player. I play all the time. I've been playing forever. But this was quite a challenge to take her music and fit my hands in those tiny little positions and make it sound like Ruby's. It was very difficult. You know, I listened to the original recording and I realized that Ruby is playing her guitar, Audra's on drums, and they're in a room with a wood floor. I can tell, you know, the ambience of it, and I can tell that there's a vocal mic up front. Years ago, they didn't mic the amps. They didn't mic the amps. The drums weren't that loud. The PAs weren't that loud. So the drums were just naturally audible, and the guitar amps were your amps. That's all you had to go to the audience. It took probably about a week of experimenting, you know, finding the right guitar. Anything that Ruby had, I could get myself there. I could transport myself to that little spot and figure out, you know, how can we pull this mic away 5 feet? No, that's not going to work. 6 feet? No. And match it with the other tape, you know, the other recording. And it took quite a while to do that.
Here's how the original version of Ruby Allman's Southwind sounded when recorded in Ruby's home studio with Audra Brock on drums. Of Southwind recorded by Brad Davis, again using modern recording techniques and equipment, but trying to give it sort of that old school sound.
A song like this, if I get an opportunity to put it in maybe on a film score, it might be just a perfect thing. You know, it might be awesome. You know, there's a lot of loops used in different kinds of music today. And a lot of the crazy thing is to take something old and nostalgic and legendary and to loop it just to show the value in a different market and a different genre, that there might be an opportunity for a band that is doing folk, but it's got a little bit of the new hip hop thing going, where they might drop the beat, so to speak, like a dubstep, but it's acoustic and it's folk. And they might use something like that in a loop. And wouldn't that be cool? I mean, we've done one tune, and Ruby's got a whole catalog full of stuff and some jewels in there that I have yet to discover and to look at. You know, I play all kinds of different music. This has been some of the most challenging stuff I've had in a long time, and I'm not just saying that to say it. It really was challenging. And it makes you look at it and go, well, she just wasn't some washed-out player. She was really good. Then she'd pick the fiddle up, and she'd make everybody really mad and go, you know, she can't play both of those that well. You know, I'm honored to be a part of it, and I think that in the future, if we do any more, I'll definitely be excited to jump on board.
Ruby Allman's music and historical artifacts reside in the Special Collections Division of G Library at Texas A&M University Commerce, along with research materials about Northeast Texas history. More information about G Library and Texas A&M University Commerce is available at tamuc.edu. And more about Brad Davis and his digital recording facility is available at bdm-studio.com.